Good morning. 6:51 a.m. Monday, September the 7th, 2026. Here on it's a mostly cloudy morning in the high plains, east of the Rocky Mountains, of Greeley, Colorado. There's a bunch of blue sky here and there, but there's a big cloud deck headed off to the edge of the mountains. Off to the west. It's a muggy morning, muggy. It's only 62 degrees, but it feels warmer. So yesterday, oh my God. Yesterday I slept in. And I don't mean like, usually when I say that, it means I slept till like six. Yesterday I slept until just a little past 8 o'clock in the morning. It was 9 hours and a quarter or so asleep, 10.5 hours in bed. I must have needed it, is the only thing I could think of, because otherwise I doubt that I would have slept. By comparison, last night was only 6 hours. Which is much more normal. 6-7 hours, that's pretty normal. But yeah. I took the day off. I did not write. I didn't even open the file. In fact, I closed the file because I had to reboot my machine about six times. The GOG Galaxy that I had installed to run in a bottle, because I needed the bottle to run No Man's Sky and connect to GOG Galaxy to resolve the server issues. There had been a translation layer update overnight. And it crashed my games, all the games that were on Galaxy, not just Fallout New Vegas, all of them. I uninstalled, reinstalled, uninstalled, reinstalled everything. None of it helped. Finally got it going again onto Lutris. Epic Games wouldn't run. So I got like three copies of this game installed. Luckily, it's a small game. I wouldn't have been able to do it if it were Ark Survival. I don't have enough disk space to install three copies of Ark Survival. And I've got a lot of disk space. Oh my God. Anyway, yeah. I spent the entire morning getting it to run. Well, what was left of the... What was left of the dribs and drabs of the morning after I got up and got some breakfast and woke up a little bit and the downside of running Linux is that occasionally you run into these things that just don't make a lot of sense. So I just took the day. It was a day of rest. I rested. I started a new game because I couldn't get the saves to copy. Probably could have if I'd worked out a little bit. I didn't feel like it. started fresh run. And it's fun, in spite of the fact that it's, I played this exact sequence. This is the third time in like 5 days. I'm getting pretty smooth at the opening. I'll say that. Well, I didn't wait any longer. This is already too hot. It's only 62 degrees. And no sun, so. Somebody's doing laundry already this morning. I've got to make a grocery and pharmacy run, but since it's Labor Day, pharmacy won't open until 10, which means I have to deal with people. Well, needs must. A guy across the street from me walking along. It's so quiet, I can hear the sand snapping underneath his sneakers. His glare is still, holy crap. So I need to get back into this story again this morning. Get a couple of sprints behind me. See if I can pick up the momentum that I lost, not yesterday, but actually on Saturday. See how it goes. We'll see how it goes. We're doing some things in the story. I'm not sure they're the right things, but they're things. So we'll see. If they're not the right things, I can fix them later. But I gotta at least get some. I gotta get something on the page. Get something on the page. I can't edit a blank page. I can't fix a story that hasn't been laid down yet. I need to follow my own advice and not edit text that might not survive the second draft. Interesting quandary on names. I don't know how I'm going to resolve it. It has to do with changes in status. I think a lot of this book is going to be about changes in status. Let's turn it off. It's humid. Some of the flowers. And just try to put this away. Oh, there. Get a drink. And we're still recording. Good. Alright. Enough of this lollygagging around. Let's see if we can put a little pace here. Get the heart rate up. Get the muscles moving. Drink all that glucose, guys. My numbers have been green. I haven't talked too much about it, but I'm really pleased with the numbers. I'm less pleased with the diet. But the reality is, I miss the idea more than the actual food, because I can't really taste it. A slab of homemade toast with butter is comfort food. And apparently I needed a lot of comfort. The rest of the house is having a hard time eating a half a loaf of bread before it goes moldy. I was gonna say before it goes stale, but it's stale like in 3 days. But cutting the two loaves in halves and freezing the halves really, really helps, because the other two can eat a half a loaf of bread before it goes bad most of the time. Labor Day, somebody's got a barbecue pit going, I would say. So it smells like. Man, I want some barbecue, but I don't really want to go to all the hassle of making it. There's a couple of barbecue joints in town. Maybe that's what I'm smelling. It's coming all the way across town. Going up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. On post. This morning's picture, it must have been just about sunrise. I took it at 6:30. I don't know what the actual sunrise time was today, but it could very well be 6:35 at this point. Last time I checked, it was 6:27. That was a few days ago. And we're picking up about a minute a day, at least. Or I should say dropping a minute a day, because dawn gets later by about a minute. Equinox in a couple of weeks. When the sun rises, it will be behind the trees. From the perspective of the morning picture. By the time the solstice runs around again, it'll be all the way out of the frame to the south. Just like it's all the way out of the frame to the north in June. Oh, Joe Durham. Durham, Dunham. Joe. Joe D, whatever his name is. Officer in the Union Space Fleet, or whatever it is. I finished book four. I'm getting ready for book five. It still intrigues me. The storytelling techniques he's using still intrigues me. The deep, deep third. I can't see. I got the sun right in my eyes since the lady come out. More. Blue Jays. This feels like a long walk this morning. Dry mouth again. So, yeah, Fallout New Vegas. I don't know what it is exactly about that game. It's the same. It's a very similar mechanics to Fallout 4. I don't know how close it is to Fallout 3. But the same thing that kept me coming back to play Fallout 4 again and again the random. The random allocation of stuff. I mean, one time you play and the guy in the corner has a raggedy shirt, and the next time he has light armor, and the next time he has a decent weapon, and the next time he has crap. That means no two playthroughs are exactly alike, even though they're hung on the same skeleton. And the mechanics, I figured out what I was doing wrong with the lockpick. I was stupid because I was overthinking it. I'm getting better with my varmint rifle. I'm getting better at kiting the multitudes of enemies. having an idea of the map helps. I need to get a little bit stronger so I can go find my Rat Slayer weapon. Is it pure escapism? Am I just biding time? Don't know. It's fun. I'm almost 74 years old. I'm not going to say I've earned some fun because I've had a lot of fun over the years, but you know what? I'm old. Don't have that many days of fun left. There's really a lot of clouds. There's dark clouds off to the northeast. Big band all the way across the northern horizon. Sweeps around far to the northwest. Somebody's getting rain. We could use some more. Really didn't need the humidity, but I'm glad. I started out because it was cool, 62, and still pretty dark. I came out the door with my hoodie on and took it off and left it on the porch because I just did not need the extra layer. There's a little breeze. Flag is trying to flick. Almost back. Willow sister's looking willowy. Crab apple's looking crabby. Dogs in the park. It's a dog park. Place where you go and nobody knows because it's a dog park. That song needs to be a full-length musical extravaganza. I'm sorry. I'm not taking any questions because it's a dog park. God. Anyway, I made it. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow, yeah, I know. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, oh, come on, open up. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.